over the past few years and the two that I've been there, we've noticed that students are coming in with greater and greater needs as far as emotional, social, just some things that need to be addressed with individual students at times. And when you get to that first day, it's intense. There's so many expectations. And teachers are just feeling like they need to spend a little more time building a relationship with each kid. And when you've got 17 to 20 in a class, your time is, you know, it's divided up among those. You cut that in half and you take, say, your boys, and that's kind of how we do our rosters, is we tried to do an even number of boys and girls. So we chose to go boys on the first day. And so that those teachers now, that individual time that a student might have gotten on a traditional day, now that time will be doubled with that teacher, just to really work on that relationship and try to assess, are there any other needs that student has? What we find is, you know, some of those kids are so anxious coming in, especially if they haven't been to preschool. In a full room of boys and girls, and say you had 19 students in there, there might be a little shy boy or girl in the back that might not say a word all day. And not that that teacher didn't acknowledge them or know that they were there, but maybe didn't express their need if there was something they needed. When they get their letter and know who their homeroom teacher is, the same model we've used the last few years since COVID is for the teachers to reach out to the parents and schedule a time during that open house window of 1 to 7. And they'll bring in maybe one or two family, three at the most, maybe at a time, and answer specific questions. And this was led by the teachers. This wasn't just something led by Mr. Roach. You know, Charlotte Patrick, our counselor, she's been doing this for 30 plus years. You know, she sees a need for us to at least something to start addressing some of these relationships with our teachers and students.